We're on the second floor of the Brooks County Courthouse. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic of which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is an open meeting. We have a forum. Let's start with precinct number one. Roll call.
Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
Brooks County Judge Imelda Barrera. Is Mr. Vargas coming in? Anybody know?
No.
Okay, Mr. Vargas is out today. Precinct 2. At this time, we'll be taking any public comments. That would just be transfer of...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. August is... No problem.
Okay, thank you. Any other public comments? Okay. Regular agenda, discuss, consider an act of commercial account right of entry agreement with Time Warner Cable Texas LLC in Brooks County, Texas, for a county building located at 1400 South St. Mary Street. And I believe this is, okay, this was tabled from last week's meeting. Did y'all have time to review?
Is this for the new clinic, the Levine Clinic? Does anybody know?
It's for Dr. Levine's clinic.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 3, discuss, consider, and approve the proposal of South Texas Communications for new council, for Brooks County Dispatch, submitted by Commander.
Good afternoon. Did you all get a copy of the proposal?
Yes.
This proposal is actually for a new council to, as you all know, we started revamping all our communication systems. We've got new units, we've got new radios for those, and we also have a new repeater down south. With that, we're also noticing that we're having software issues and communication issues, and we still have gaps. This is actually going to bridge our gaps because the console is actually going to be new. It's going to be comparable with everyone. It's going to be allow us to talk to all the entities, buffer use, fire department, EMS, DPS, Corpus and Weslaco will be, this will have the capabilities to be able to patch through to a regional system, which will be able to, if something coming up from the valley, say a pursuit or something, or just an individual that we need to be looking out for, they'll be able to contact and get us better prepared and in advancement. We discovered that we're having issues dispatching with Top Fire, and this is because the software and the systems are just starting to get really old and out of date. This system here is a proposal for one console. It's actually a two-console system. It's $672,672. The way we're proposing on doing this is not going to be going through the general fund. Okay? We're actually looking at going through private grantors, through other grants, or through our fundings that we have, our special funds that we have available to us. But we want to make sure that the court knows that because we're trying to get it financed comfortably, we're at anywhere from 45 to 50,000 that we know we can secure grants for. But with that, it has to be a 7-year contract. 7 years from now, whether we're still in office or not, if something happens, no, if something happens to where we're not, or if we cannot make the yearly month or yearly payment, it basically falls back on the county. And this is the contract, the finance, okay. Financing. And we're looking at financing it for 7 years.
What about the upgrades? I mean, upgrades and all that is included in the contract?
This company will actually maintain it.
Okay.
If we have a software update, they will let us know. Usually, with this system that they're talking about, they haven't had it to do a new upgrade in over 5 years, 7 years.
Oh, that's good.
So, and we're looking at, this will get us to where we need to be right now. Okay. But it also helps us out in the future where if we want to go to the regional system, mm-hmm. we'll be able to patch in with the regional system without having to actually purchase a whole new console. Here, we're just going to do an upgrade once we go to a regional system, which is an 800 meg trunking system. Right now, we're going to be on VHF at 25, which we're getting there. And that's where the software and all these issues are happening. Once again, this is a project that the Sheriff's Office is going to take on, and we're secured on fundings, but we just want the approval of the court in case something does happen later on that we cannot make the yearly funding, that way you're aware of it, or if the fallback would be on the county.
Questions?
George, so every year you guys going to budget more or less $50,000 in your budget just to continue doing this, or how is it going to work, Sheriff? Okay.
Private funding, not through the federal funding that we have, or the Chapter 59 or the 24. So, but the 50 is going to vary between 45,000 to 50,000. That's once a year.
Okay.
And we'll be able to match that. We just need to, it's going to fluctuate because we're still looking at the contract. It might be less, it might be more.
I see.
But it's not going to be more than 50,000. That's all we need. It's attainable and it can be reached one year. One of those on the year, 50,000. So, it's very attainable, especially now that we have.
when he completes the 7 years of service, the communication that you guys going to install, Motorola is going to come and install a new update to keep up with the...
No.
No?
No. This is basically, after the 7 years, the contract is up. This system is ours. It's paid for. It's downright ours.
Okay.
There's a system upgrade or a software upgrade, just like anything else, that will be determined at a later time. But you're not going to be investing another $200,000, $300,000. It's going to just be a software.
Okay.
Because this is software, equipment, and financing to get to where we need to be later on.
Right.
So within the 7 years, the upgrades are covered?
Yes.
Is there anything?
Yes.
So it's automatically covered, and there's not going to be an additional charge?
Yes, and also this also shows kind of a maintenance schedule that they do. If we have any types of problems with the console, we call the company up, and they have a 3 to 4 hour response time to come and fix it right there. That's anything.
Okay.
So this will get us where we need to be?
This will put us where we need to be right now, currently, and actually in a better place for future upgrades if we decide to upgrade in 7 to 10 years without having to actually redo the whole system. Yes, we can actually, later down the line, we can actually get full encryption, and that way there will be more secure lines for law enforcement, and there will be more for the operations that we do. They'll have full encryption, they have partial encryption, and we can limit on who gets that.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, Judge.
No. All right. And do I have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez. Second.
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Motion to adjourn. And item 4, motion to adjourn.
Right here.
Second.
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. The time is 3:13.